Well, there's been an absolute cock up. I mean, I'd rather use the word fuck up because it's really bad. Tim Simonon produced it with Booger Bear, who is basically like my work partner, part of the dynamic duo. They produced like most of the album in conjunction with other people. Hold on. The thing is, there was a bit of confusion because Tim Simonon's record company, Rhythm King, said that he wanted to be, what's it called, credited as the Bubble Bunch. And so it's gone down, it's been produced by Booger Bear and the Bubble Bunch, whilst it should really have been Booger Bear and Tim Simonon.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that was just, he was away in the States and it was a real mess up. And I mean, I saw him yesterday. And basically he just said, no, you know, that wasn't what I wanted at all. So
yeah.
I feel really dread about that. But it was Booger Bear and Tim Simonon who produced the song. It was the first song that I wrote using chords. Anything else that I'd written, I just sort of done in my head,
mm-hmm.
and then worked it through with like the people that I was working with.
Mm-hmm.
So melodically, it sort of took me to another ground,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, I'm always in search of melody, and tunes and notes that complement each other. And I sort of do it instinctively. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll find two or three notes that feel right, and then I'll just work it till the whole thing really feels like a strong melody. And with Manchild, I use a little cheat chord board, like a Casio, with the chord structure on the side, because I'm not very clever at playing the keyboards or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is great, because I mean, anybody can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way, especially if you're starting up, to actually inspire yourself. And that kind of just pushed me on into reaching for notes and melodies that I probably wouldn't have found. I mean, like, all the melodies in the songs basically come from me.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I work pretty much together with Booger Bear in the sense that I'll kind of come up with a chunk,
right.
and then we'll work on what I've got. Some things have been written to a beat, and Phil Chill, who's the other member of the Dynamic Duo, and I'll sometimes just hammer out a beat, and sometimes even a bass line, and I'll write from that. So different songs have kind of come about in you know, different ways. Different songs have come up in different ways. It sort of depends, really, on the tune.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Manchild was basically a song that I sat down and wrote.